In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Welcome to episode 69 of Living the Catholic Faith podcast. My name is Deacon Steve, and I remain a permanent deacon in the Diocese of Phoenix. This weekend in the Phoenix Diocese and throughout most of the United States, we celebrate the Ascension of the Lord. What does it mean that the Lord left the earth, that Jesus went back and is sitting at the right hand of the Father? Where is he in our lives? He's in heaven, right, with the Father. Is he here with us? He says so. But how do we know this? And how do we live according to this belief? That is one of the challenges we're faced with when we think about this weekend of the Ascension of the Lord, a holy day of obligation. May we be a people who may witness the Lord in every way in our lives, knowing that although he has ascended to the Father, he will always be with us. Our topic this week is accompaniment. Pope Francis talks often about the need of Christians to accompany one another, to walk with one another on the journey of life, that we are actually called to walk with people, being with them, supporting them as they face the challenges of life. But how do we accompany others? Where do we get the strength? How do we continue in that journey? Well, I think Jesus tells us the answer as we in the readings that we'll hear for the Ascension of the Lord. For he says, before he ascends to the Father, that he will be with us always. If we are to walk with others in faith, if we are to truly meet people where they're at and accompany them on their journey during the highs and the lows of life, we must be rooted in the fact that we don't walk alone. We accompany Jesus as we go throughout our lives. Now, you notice I said we accompany him, not he accompanies us. He is God. We are his followers, his disciples. We are called to do his will and to follow him where he leads us to go. And when we live this way and realize God's imminent presence in our lives, that he is truly with us throughout every moment of our life, guiding us as to how he wants us to live, forgiving us when we mess up and fail, encouraging us to keep going and going, even when we don't feel like it, when we feel like we'll never get over those sins that plague us, it feels hopeless. And yet the Lord entreats us not ever to give up. My brothers and sisters, we are called to truly walk with one another in faith, to accompany one another throughout the journey of life. And if we are to do this, we must every day allow ourselves and be conformed to accompanying Jesus on where he is leading us to go, following him faithfully, observing his commandments, doing what we are asked to do, and above all, being his faithful disciples. Breaking open the Word. Today we read the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 28, verses 16 to 20. That is used for the Ascension of the Lord. The 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had ordered them. When they saw him, they worshipped, but they doubted. Then Jesus approached and said to them, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always until the end of the age." A man was walking home from school one day, When he saw something, he never forgot. Actually, he was a boy at the time, but he recalled this event. He saw a car coming toward him. The car was going way too fast, and it was clear that the driver was not paying attention. The boy froze in fear, and he thought he was going to be hit. But then at the last second, the driver slammed on the brakes and swerved out of the way. It was so close to the boy being hit, but he was safe. He was shaken up by what had happened, but grateful to be alive. He realized that he had witnessed something truly amazing. The driver had been somehow able to react in time to save his life. He doesn't have any idea what would have happened if that driver was not paying attention. The boy, now a man, thinks about that day often. It reminds him that even in the midst of chaos, there is always hope. It reminds him that we should always be grateful for the people who are there to help us when we need it most. The man never got to thank the driver who saved his life, but he will never forget what he did for him. He is a true hero. In our readings for the Ascension of the Lord, we first hear from the Acts of the Apostles, where the writer says, "You will be my witnesses." In our second reading from Ephesians, we hear that we are to have eyes that so that our hearts may be enlightened. And in the Gospel of St. Matthew, the Great Commission, to go out and baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. We are called, my brothers and sisters, to contemplate, I think, this question, that we are called to be witnesses of the Lord in how we live our lives. The question is, do we live our lives as witnesses to Jesus? You see, witness, another word for witness, is martyr. And do we live as martyrs? Often our lifestyle is seen as our lifestyle. We enjoy our standard of living and have no desire to change it. If we're living comfortably, we're not necessarily interested in downsizing. We like our life the way it is, and we want to keep it that way. We live according often to our will. We want what we want to do with our lives. We don't want to in any way divert from that, so that we're not being witnesses because we're living our will. Sometimes we're not witnesses because we hold on to what we have. We want to add to it. We want to make sure we don't lose anything. We become possessed by our possessions. We become attached to disordered things. And when that happens to us, my brothers and sisters, we are a long way from being witnesses to Jesus. And yet, that is what we are called to do and to be. If we are to do so, our lifestyle must fit God's way. He is the master of our kitchen, of our workplace, of our bedroom, of our jobs, of everything that we have in our lives. And if we are to be his witness, we must allow him to be king over all of our lives. We must live according to his will, not our will. His will be done. We must surrender what we want to serve the Lord if we are to be his witnesses before others. And we must be willing to surrender our very lives, if need be, as a gift to him, to pour ourselves out to God and for others as Jesus poured himself out, emptied himself as he died upon the cross. That is what we must do if we are to truly be his witnesses. And it means we must speak up for the truth, even when it's difficult. We must lay down our popularity, our honor, our big salary, whatever we have, to do his will, to be his witnesses, even and especially when it is not popular and when we are persecuted for it. We must give our lives to others if we are to be his witnesses. My brothers and sisters, we are called to be the witnesses to the Lord, our Lord who will never, ever leave us. So we must be willing, let us pray that we are willing, to go where God goes, to listen to his call, to be willing to do his will, and above all, to be his witnesses, no matter what the cost. Well, we finished episode 69 of Living the Catholic Faith podcast. If you have any topics you want discussed or simply want to say hello and tell me you're listening, I'd love some more listeners. Please do. But I'm going to keep going no matter how few are listening, because I do it humbly to do what I can to help myself and to help all of us in a small way live our faith. So if you have any feedback, it's deaconstevew, all lowercase, at gmail.com. Let us pray. Lord, help us to be your disciples. Help us to do your will. Help us to serve you above all else. Help us always to accompany one another and to be filled with your Spirit. And we pray the prayer of St. Ignatius of Loyola. Take, Lord, and receive all my liberty, my memory, my understanding, and my entire will. All I have and call my own. You've given all to me. To you, Lord, I return it. Everything is yours. Do with it what you will. Give me only your love and your grace. That is enough for me. And now, my brothers and sisters, bow your heads to pray for God's blessing. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord shine his face upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you peace. And may Almighty God bless you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us go in peace to love and to serve the Lord and one another as we continue in our journey in living the Catholic faith.